Welcome to the VIP Ignite podcast, your source for tomorrow's talent today. Hear real life stories of models, actors, and musicians breaking down barriers, launching careers, and sharing their stories of overcoming obstacles and finding real success. They will activate the winner in you by revealing the path with their best tips and advice.
Hey everyone, my name is Sydney White and I am the host of the VIP Ignite Live podcast, and I am so excited to have one of our talent, Sid Sana Rasul, here today. Sid is one of our Inner Circle members and she is doing some pretty amazing things in a relatively small market. Sid, thank you so much for being on the podcast with me today.
Oh, Deneen, you're quite welcome as always. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Yes.
So, Sid, let's talk about your career. Okay, so you worked in the transportation industry for 35 years. You retired, and then all of a sudden you're like, okay, you know what? I think I'm going to be a model. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because I interview a lot of talent, and most of them are very young, and they're like bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and just so excited to get into the industry. So can you talk about what it's like entering the entertainment industry as a mature woman?
Absolutely, I can. I would be delighted to. I worked in the transportation industry for 35 years, yes. So I entered into entertainment later in my life. However, it doesn't matter when you start, just start. And by working in transportation for 35 years, I knew there was something else for me to do because I felt inside that there was something. I didn't exactly know what it was, but when I stepped out on faith and I went to my first photo shoot with VIP in Truth, it all came together, what was suppressed inside of me for all of those years. So that's why I go back to the beginning of my statement of it's never too late and just begin, step out on faith. Because if you don't, you'll never discover and you'll never know what your gift is, what your passion is, and how to keep moving forward in that way, surrounded by the people that can help you get where you want to go. Like minds.
No, I love that. And I love what you said was that you had something suppressed inside of you that you needed to come out. I feel like so many women have that inside of them. They grow up and they become mothers, they become wives, they become sisters, they become caretakers for their parents, they become all these things. But all the while, there's like this diamond inside of them just dying to get out. And I love that you recognized that and did what you had to do until you could mine that diamond. So I love that part of your story, Sid. So talk to me now about, what have you been working on? Because I know you are one of the talent that I talk to. We talk quite frequently. And yeah. I feel like you're always so excited to go and do all these amazing things. But over the last year, you've definitely learned how to kind of rein in all of these things that you want to work on. So can you talk to me about a couple of projects that you're excited to be working on?
Yes, I can. By trusting the process and doing the work and knowing your why propels you to get closer to finding your niche in the industry. The projects, my most recent projects, were going on set, being signed with the casting company also, and learning what from trusting, doing the work and doing the process, seeing how that all comes together when you show up on set. The specific projects that I've been on set for are on HBO, Netflix, Warner Brothers. And you get a chance to see how all of the training that you've taken and that you've embraced will help you when you go on set. So once your first time going on set is very exciting and, you know, it's your first time. But as you keep going, you get better and better at that. It just gets better. You know, you pay attention to the different components of being on set that can help you advance. Or even if that's not your niche, it's something that you have that you'll always have.
Yeah.
Our coaching and the information in our vault helps to expand our mindset. And it's important to know your why, because if you want to move forward because you're looking for money, fortune, or fame, not saying that that won't happen. When you lose focus and when the momentum is low and when you feel like everything is crumbling on top of you or on you, your why is what propels you to keep moving forward. And it changes.
Yeah.
It changes. And so working on those projects, but most of all, keeping that mindset helps to propel you to, okay, so I've been on set. So now what's next?
Yeah.
Which continues in your growth process, which is where I am now. So it just never ends. It's your life. You know, it's your life. And so it's just exciting. So when the down times come, it's like, wow, you know, this is only a moment because look, I'm doing this over here and, you know, I love what I do. And it's just exciting. It's exciting. Not with the glamorous from time to time. Yes. But doing the work and the unglamorous side, that's what pushes you forward.
Yeah.
Or you only get like maybe 1 or 2 minutes of glamour, maybe. But the thing is, it's the work to get there because, again, you know your why. Somebody connects.
Yeah. No, I love that because there's so much that goes on behind the scenes of preparation for going on set, like going to get your COVID test before you go. Like you have to go back and forth to New York and then you're on set for all these hours. And it's only for a couple minutes of shooting, really. Like you're on set all day long and they're like, okay, now it's like, hurry up and wait. Kind of like the military. But something you said, I want to dive in a little bit deeper. You said knowing your why is really important. And I want to talk about your why, but I also want to frame that. Recently you had the opportunity to be on set and you sent me a message. You're like, Nina, I don't know if I feel so comfortable with this, with that scene. So first of all, can you, in 30 seconds or less, can you explain your why? Tell us what your why is.
Well, my why is to help the world, is to make the world a better place. And I'm doing that through my 3 M's, modesty, maturity, and morality. And to make the world a better place, as I continue to grow in the industry, my niche will continue to be carved out for me.
Yeah.
I have no doubt about that.
Yeah. No, I love that because you know what? Like, I think the world needs more of the 3 M's, definitely. Because I know with the rise of social media and all of these different, well, not the rise of social media, but there are so many things, there are so many avenues where men and women need to learn how to be more moral, how to really like pull in their compass, you know? So I love your 3 M's. So let's talk about you had the opportunity to go on set. And you were just going to be in a bar scene. And for me, I'm like, oh, okay, that's like a normal Saturday night. You know, I'm going out and I'm going to go have a cocktail. But for you, that was something that was a conflict in you. So can you talk to me about the conflict and then how you resolve that conflict?
Okay, so absolutely. Thank you, Deneen, for asking me to explain that. Yes, it was indeed a conflict because if it was a scene that was in maybe a hotel or something, and I mean, we're all people. People, we all have different walks of life and we do different things in life. I mean, you know, I don't knock anybody for what they do just because I don't.
Yeah.
Depending on the setting can determine whether you want to accept the role or whether you don't. For me, the uncomfortability was a patron at the bar. And that's not who I am or what I do. So I couldn't, like, even though it was background, I don't want to, that's not something that I felt comfortable with, you know? And I just couldn't see my, and that's another thing that when you're in the industry, you have to pay attention to what you will accept and what you will not accept, you know, but in that is flexibility as well, you know, because, but you have to set your boundaries. That's what I'm getting at. You have to have your boundaries. And if you having your boundaries means, okay, well, I'm not accepting this, then you have to accept what goes along with it.
Yeah.
You know, but my strong belief is, as in the industry, as you travel and as you grow in the industry, and you know, it's a small industry, it's a big industry, but a small industry, mm-hmm. then again, your path will be led to where you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm a firm believer of that. However, you know, you can't turn a blind eye to what's in the world and how people carry themselves and what they do. And when you're on set, there's going to be different scenes that might be uncomfortable. Yeah. So you want to, here's something else I'd like to say, if I will, Deneen. So if you find yourself in an uncomfortable situation, you need to express that up front, because you don't want to waste your agency's time. You don't want to waste the time of the casting company, you know, and you don't want to waste your time, you know, yeah. But you have to be certain on what that brings,
yeah.
You know? So I'm a strong believer that the universe guides us all. So where you're supposed to be, well, that's where you'll land up. That's yeah. where, excuse me, land up. That's where you will end up, you know?
No, and I love that too. And like, so many times people will come to us, oh, well, will you pay me to be a part of your company? Will you start booking me work? Will you, like, why do I have to pay you? One of the benefits of working with a company like VIP Ignite and Truth Management is that when you pay us, you're paying for training, you're paying for classes, mm-hmm. right? So because you invested in yourself, you had the option to say no. However, if you were working for an agency where they were paying for all of your photos and they were doing all of these things, you wouldn't have had the opportunity to say no. You would have had to go through, because you would have owed that company money. So part of the reason I asked is because I wanted you to explain how you were able to manage that situation. But for anyone who's listening to the podcast, I want you guys to understand something. Agencies, when they are paying for your photos, when they're paying for your marketing materials, when they're paying for your training, that isn't free. They're now that's on your account. So now when you book work, you're paying that back. So one of the benefits of working with a company like VIP Ignite, where you invest in yourself, is that you have the freedom to say yes or no in situations like Sid was in. So that, thank you very much for explaining that, Sid, because that was a very teachable moment for people. Because I think, again, so many times people, if an agency wants me, they'll pay for me. Okay, well, that's great. But think about that one thing that you absolutely stand against. If the agency is paying for you, then are you willing to do an ad for cigarettes? Are you willing to be a patron in a bar, even though it goes against what you stand for? So thank you very much for allowing that to be a teachable moment for all of our talents, Sid. I appreciate that.
You're quite welcome, Deneen. You are quite welcome. And I do believe that, you know, when you set your boundaries, you know, that's a part of your why, and that's yeah. a part of your purpose. And in doing that, it doesn't mean it's the end of the road. It means that you're still being aligned, and the creator is aligning you.
Yeah.
He's planning your path of where you should be, or where you're going to be.
Yeah.
You know, and you're considering everyone else around you. This is a business.
Yep. Yeah, it is a business. It's definitely show business. Awesome. Well, Sid, thank you so much for explaining that. So I'm just going to end with this question. I love to ask this question to everyone that's on the podcast, especially people that are current talent with VIP Ignite. So Sid, if someone is listening to the podcast and they are on the fence about working with VIP Ignite, what would you tell them?
I would tell them that VIP Ignite and Truth Management will open up your mind and lead you and give you the tools that you need in order to determine where you want to be in this business, or even like we're told, maybe this isn't for you. You know, it's up to you to decide. But VIP and Truth are the top of the line, and they will give you everything you need to move forward in this business. But it's up to you to make it happen. And I'm so happy, as Deneen mentioned, for moments like this, because you can have the opportunity to say yes or no. And you do have the protection of learning the business side of the industry. Don't get me wrong, I love the bling bling too, but there are two sides of this industry. And as you can tell from our podcast today, not only when you say, you know, what you stand for, or I don't want to say it like that. Not only when you say, or you pick and choose what it is you feel comfortable with and what you don't feel comfortable with, you get a chance to, the mental part of it, you get a chance to share with other people why you made that choice. It has nothing to do with, you know, the casting company or anything like that, or VIP or Truth, as Deneen said. It just has to do with where you are and why you made that decision. Because there are going to be other people that might or might not be in that same situation.
Yeah.
You know, and most of all, it's fair to everybody. It goes back to, you know, being mature about it, you know, and knowing why you're doing this. And that was a big question. Why are you doing this?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Why are you saying yes or no? It goes right back to the why.
Yeah.
And if you want to do it, then fine. I mean, you know, I'm not passing judgment, and we're not passing judgment. It's just that it's your choice, as Deneen said.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the benefit, again, of working with a company where you're investing in yourself. You have the right to say yes or no. So said, thank you so much. It's always such a pleasure to have you on the podcast and just to have the opportunity to spend time with you. I can't wait to spend time with you in person again soon. So thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. And thank you, Deneen, for giving me the opportunity to share once again. It's always, always rewarding to be able to give back and to share.
Thank you. All right, guys. So if you are listening to this podcast, this is what I want you to do. Make sure you hit subscribe to the VIP Ignite Live podcast. I don't want you to miss one episode. I'm going to be interviewing talent like Sid, who are successful talent with our company. I'm also going to be interviewing industry professionals, industry experts who can snap their fingers and in 30 seconds or less change your life. So you want to make sure you tune in for that. Also, make sure you follow VIP Ignite on all forms of social media. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram, we're on TikTok, we're everywhere, because we are doing some really cool things. We're working on two new Broadway shows. We are working on a new film. And if you want to be a part of what we're doing, follow us on social media so you can find out how you can be a part. Again, everyone, thank you for listening. And Sid, thank you so much for being my guest today.
You're quite welcome, Deneen. It was indeed a pleasure.
Thank you for listening to the VIP Ignite podcast. For free resources and to learn more about how to become a model, actor, or musician, please head over to ammsociety.com. And if you loved this episode, please head over to iTunes to subscribe and leave us a review. It is very much appreciated. Thank you.